Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of On the Line. I'm actually really excited about today's episode. I feel like I always say that because I'm always really excited for today's episode. But today I'm interviewing Taylor Frankel from Nudestiks. She's a co-founder of the brand Nudestiks, and it's a brand that I'm trying to remember the first time I heard of it, and I can't remember, so we're going to talk about that. But it's a super cool brand, but I'm going to let Taylor tell us all about it. Hello, Taylor.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here, by the way. I said in the elevator, but I'm such a huge fan. I've been following you since day one. Since Essie Buttons.
Oh my God. That's such a throwback. Whenever people say that, I just like die a little inside.
Yeah, it's okay. It's, you know, you've been, you know, so influential. Oh. And yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
That's so nice. Well, when I walked into the lobby, for those of you listening, I saw Taylor and she was literally just standing at the desk, like trying to sign in. And I was
trying.
Like, yeah. And then I was like, that must be her. But I was like, she's so pretty. Even like the back of your hair.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're like a freaking model. It's killing me to look at you right now.
Well, I did get my hair done yesterday. Thank God.
Lovely.
But yeah, thank you very much.
Where'd you get your hair done?
Daniel Gavin.
Oh,
at Selfridges.
Yeah. Yes.
Did a pretty good job.
Well, we will get into maybe why you were at Selfridges. But first, I think we should maybe just explain a little bit about Nudestiks. What is Nudestiks? It's a beauty brand.
Yes. So we're a makeup company. Mm-hmm. I started Nudestiks about 4.5 years ago with my mom and my sister. A little backstory about my mom. She is a chemical engineer, and she's been developing cosmetics for over 20 years.
I think I read this.
Probably, yeah.
Not for MAC, right?
She did start her career at MAC.
Okay.
She developed some of their most iconic formulations, like the lip gloss.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Yeah. I mean, they smell so great.
So good.
She's a chemical engineer, is
yes.
that what you said? That's very cool.
Yeah, so she's very smart.
Yeah, I mean, MAC is a Canadian company, and
it
you're
is.
A Canadian, so
exactly.
this is all kind of adding up.
Yeah, there's a lot of amazing things that come out of Canada.
Yeah.
And yeah, so MAC is one of them. And yeah. she was with them for a bit. And then she started another beauty brand in our basement when my sister and I were literally both in diapers called Cover Effects.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that was about 15 years ago. And she started Cover Effects in the year 2000. And in 2012, she said, you know what? I'm going to exit the beauty industry and, you know, try to be a full-time mom.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, my sister and I were like, okay, mom, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do at home? Like, you need to be working. Like,
yeah.
that's just her personality. And through that, during that time, she had this eat, pray, love moment. And she decided to just connect with my sister and I. And how do you connect with your two teenage daughters? You literally need to go on social and, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And what she realized and what she noticed through social was that my sister and I viewed beauty very differently than the way her generation grew up seeing beauty.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because she comes from MAC, which is more artistry.
Right.
And you have Cover Effects, which is more coverage. And she comes from that Sex and the City generation,
mm-hmm.
right, where you wake up an extra hour earlier to do your makeup
right.
and your hair. And my sister and I were kind of like, okay, well, we'd rather sleep in an extra 10 minutes in the morning. And at the end of the day, we just want to feel good and feel like the best and look like the best version of ourselves.
Mm.
We're not artists. We want shades of neutral. And we just want to enhance our natural beauty. And we felt like at that time, about 5 years ago, the beauty industry really spoke about, you know, the idea of more is more makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, define perfection as like this, you know, super, super flawless, you know, more is more makeup with purple eyeshadow and blue lipstick, and it was all of these steps. And for us, it was very intimidating, and it was also not necessarily aspiring, because we just aspire to look like a better version of ourselves.
Right.
And I remember walking into all these beauty retailers and seeing images of different brands, and, you know, it was beautiful. But I remember my sister would go up to a counter and say, well, you know, I would never friend or follow her on Instagram.
That's funny.
So that was really, you know, how we had this aha moment to launch Nude Sticks. And, you know, at first we said, well, is it just us? Is it just us two Canadian girls who kind of want this less is more approach to beauty? And then we would literally stand on the sidewalk. So we would be in Toronto or London or, you know, New York, LA, Singapore, and we would watch today's modern day woman, whether she was sitting at a local Starbucks or taking the subway or tube, or she was doing her makeup in the backseat of an Uber, you know, she was on the go and she was busy and she, you know, has a career and she has a family and she has a home, and the one thing she doesn't have is time. And so
where is the time?
There's no time.
Where can I get more time?
Right. I feel like we're always asking ourselves these questions, like, how do I have an extra 5 minutes?
Honestly.
I just want an extra 5 minutes, whether it's an extra 5 minutes of sleep or an extra 5 minutes to do my makeup or, you know, to get my kids out the door. So we felt like, you know, the beauty industry about 5 years ago had beautiful artistry brands and beautiful skincare brands, but we felt like there was a white space for a brand that was speaking to today's modern day woman. And she can be 18, 35, 65, a girl or a boy, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants beauty to be easy, fast, and effortless, and she wants to look like the best version of herself.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was really how we started Nude Sticks.
I mean, I totally relate to all that, but sometimes I have that thought, like, is this just because I'm a low-key Canadian
girl?
You know,
it kind of is. I feel like us Canadians, we do kind of have that approach to beauty.
Yeah.
We're a little bit more laissez-faire.
Right.
But then it's interesting because we travel so much, and especially now that we're, you know, available in 30 countries, whether it's India or the Middle East or Australia or Mexico or the UK, the more I travel, the more I see that the woman globally is the same.
Yeah.
And she just wants, you know, to look like herself. And she also has a family and she also has a home and she also has a career and she also doesn't have time.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think it's a global phenomenon. Yeah.
It's true. It's funny when you said, like, we just want that extra 10 minutes of sleep in the morning, because this morning I was like hitting my snooze button as if it's going to make any difference.
Yeah.
But it feels like it does.
No, it feels like it does.
So what's it like working with your mom and your sister?
I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love working with my mom and my sister. We're very close. I think if it weren't for Nude Sticks, we wouldn't be as close, only because everyone would kind of live their own
mm-hmm.
lives. Now
mm-hmm.
we all live the same life.
Yeah.
My mom and I, you know, work the most closely together.
Yeah.
And I learned so much from her because she has so much expertise in the industry. And she's such a wealth of knowledge. And I always say that she's my mentor because, you know, she's really guided me through this entire journey.
Right.
Because I started so young and I didn't really know what to do or what to expect. And I had this passion, but, you know, you need someone to kind of mentor you and say, okay, like, you have a voice, and give you that confidence. Because I think as, you know, women especially, like, we kind of fear that our voice doesn't matter, or, you know, nobody really wants to hear what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when you have someone to say, like, no, this is what you have to say is important. And I think that was something that she really did for me, which was great.
That's amazing. So
yeah.
You always had a passion for beauty, or were you thinking to yourself, like, I'm going to go to university for this? Or what was your plan before Nude Sticks?
Honestly, I didn't really I had a plan. Like, I
yeah.
didn't really have a plan.
I mean, I feel like the same way. I'm just taking each day as it comes.
Yes. I was actually in school in Toronto at
yeah.
a school called Ryerson.
Hey, that's where I went.
Really?
Just for like 5 or 6 months, but
oh,
yeah.
I went for like a year and a half.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I gotta go.
Well, we have so much in common. This
yeah.
is awesome.
I stayed at the, I think it was like ILLC student housing
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want my own room. I want my own bathroom. I spent my entire line of credit on that damn room. It wasn't even that nice.
No. Yeah, the residency in there is, it's not. Yeah.
I know. But I guess you are from Toronto, so you were probably staying at home.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, so I couldn't get residency because I lived like a half an hour away.
Right.
So I lived at home, and I remember we started Nude Sticks when I was 17, so my last year of high school. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to do both. I'm like, I'm going to, you know, go to school. I was in a business program, and at the time, Nude Sticks was kind of just picking up, and we were launching in all these different global markets. And so I tried to travel and, you know, obviously trying to keep up with my classes and school at the same time, but it was really stressful and I wasn't able to focus on both and give my 100%.
Yeah, I feel that.
So I was like, you know what? School will always be there and this opportunity may not be. So I'm just going to
For sure. I mean, sometimes I even think maybe I should go back to school, but I think that's a dream that I wouldn't really like in reality. If
yeah.
That makes sense.
I think that way sometimes too. And I'm like, maybe one day, but I like working too much.
Working is fun.
Yeah.
Working when you like something. I mean, what's that stupid phrase? If you like what you do, you never work a day in your life. Well, I like what I do. I still feel like I'm working.
Yeah.
So this is a call-in show, as you know. So we have a couple of questions, and I think I'm going to start with this one.
Okay.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Estee, Allie, and Taylor. My name is Jillian, and I'm a graphic designer from New Jersey. And I'm always really intrigued to talk to successful brands and their founders about where they got their inspiration for their branding. Today with social media, obviously a big part of the brand is not only their products, but the aesthetic and brand voice. So where did you guys get the inspiration for Nude Sticks? Not only the product line, but the overall like look and feel of it. Was it a personality you felt was missing from the beauty industry, or was it something you felt you would just be drawn to yourself as a consumer? And with that, what were the trials and tribulations of finding a niche and making yourself stand out amongst other brands in the same vein? Thanks so much. Love the show. Bye.
That's a really good question.
That's a really good question.
I know. When I heard that, I was like, damn, you're doing my job for me.
A lot of questions. So yeah. The first thing, how did we find our brand aesthetic and brand voice?
Yeah, like obviously you, let's just rewind a little bit before we kind of get really into this. You realized there was a niche, there was a gap in the market that you could fill. And then where do you go from there? You're just sitting down with your mom and your sister and you're like, we should do these sticks.
Yes. So okay. I remember exactly the moment that we decided to do this. And it was, we were on a plane coming back from Miami. We had a family wedding. And usually when it's, you know, a special event, whether it's a wedding or, you know, a bar mitzvah or whatever it may be,
Shabbat shalom,
you know, oh, it's Friday, yes. so we always, you know, you're doing your makeup, you're getting ready, you're going glam, like it's not a typical everyday thing. And I remember we were using all of these different products and we were just discussing, you know, beauty and the industry and how we felt like, you know, there was so much out there, but nothing that specifically related to our lifestyle, and that was, you know, less is more and easy and quick, and we weren't artists and we wanted shades of neutral, and we felt like every single brand really spoke to, whether it be artistry or just like so much, like so much yeah. product, so much color. And we were just really inspired that weekend, and then we were on a flight going back to Toronto and we were sitting down and my mom, I remember, took out her laptop and was like, oh, we have to do this. Like, this is our aha moment. Like, there's nothing out there that's speaking to, you know, this new generation of women. And we wrote our marketing deck on the plane.
Are you
like,
serious?
Our messaging, what we wanted our brand to be. We knew that the first thing we wanted was, you know, a collection of nudes for all skin tones.
Yeah.
Because we felt like there was nothing else out there like that. And we knew that we personally would only gravitate towards neutral tones, whether it was, like, the Urban Decay Naked palette that was like so, so hot.
What a moment that was.
Such a moment. But we would only use like two shades out of the palette.
I know. Even in the naked palette, yes. I was still like.
I only used like the shimmery, like luminous champagne tones.
But I think like what I find so interesting, because I've obviously worked in beauty for such a long time, it's like brands sometimes think neutrals are boring. But I don't understand why, because that's what so many people are wearing. And I just want to say, like, I'm all for people wearing color and whatever they want to wear. And I'm sure you guys feel the same. But for me and like my everyday look, it's all neutrals. So
all neutrals.
If I'm getting like, you know, sometimes I get sent like 15 lipsticks and I will keep one and it's the nude. So it's like I always wondered why there wasn't a just like a neutral brand.
Right. And, you know, brands, I think, weren't necessarily listening to consumers. It was very trend focused. Mm-hmm. And so that was the one thing we knew we wanted. We wanted shades of neutral. And we didn't necessarily know. We knew we wanted a stick concept because I remember before our trip, my mom actually came home with a bunch of different lab samples. And she'd come home with like different palettes and compacts and different types of packaging.
Was this for CoverFX or was this
kind
starting
of
the brand?
The starting point. So we didn't necessarily know what we wanted to do, but we wanted something.
Yeah. Start looking at formulas, start looking at colors, got it.
Exactly. And I remember there was one pencil in all of the products that she brought, and my sister and I went up to it and we're like, what is this? Like, this is the coolest thing ever. And she's like, what do you mean? Pencils have literally existed since the beginning of makeup. And we're like, no, this is so cool. It's so like, you know, compact, you know, it's so easy. You don't have to bring around like so many palettes and compacts. It's super chic. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, wait a second. So she would like, what my mom would do essentially is she would pick out all of these little moments that my sister and I would say or do. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, this idea was so overwhelmingly clear that we just kind of were like, we need to do this. And obviously my sister and I at the time, you know, we would never think to just start a beauty brand on our own.
Well, it's very daunting.
It is. And, you know,
and where do you start?
Exactly. Like, there's so much that goes behind it. So that was, you know, how we kind of initially started. And the aesthetic, we knew we wanted something that was simple and chic, something regardless of your gender as well that you can use, because, you know, we love the fact that everything's like super matte black. It's super chic. You can just kind of take it out of your pocket, and whether you're, you know, a guy who loves makeup or just wants to do a little touch up, or a girl who's like me and I'm like, okay, I don't like anything pink or frilly. I just want something that's very classic and modern.
What a concept.
Yeah. What a concept. Exactly. And we always say that sometimes the most simplest things are often forgotten.
Right.
And I think that really goes to show with the success of Nude Sticks, because everyone, whenever they pick up a product, they're like, oh, I love the simplicity of this. I love how it's so, you know, on the go and portable, and it fits in your purse and it's smaller than your smartphone. You can just put it in your pocket. And we always say that modern day woman today, she's on the go. Like, she's traveling. She's, you know, like commuting. So that was important to us. And from an aesthetic point of view, like just from a content perspective, we wanted it to feel really real. That was one of the reasons why my sister and I were the models at first, because we're not models. Because we're not, you know.
You are.
Well, FYI. Thank you. But, you know, nobody knew us. We're not supermodels.
Right. So you didn't have like an Instagram presence before Nude Sticks?
No, nothing.
Right.
We were your normal girls next door from Toronto, Canada. And the reason why we were the faces is because we wanted someone to look at our brand and be like, oh, if these two girls can do it, I can do it. And we did zero retouching on our photos. We wanted it to feel very authentic because we also felt like that was missing, something that felt really real and authentic and something that you can relate to. Mm-hmm. And you look at us and you'd say, oh, like I'd follow her or friend her on Instagram and I'm not intimidated by her or this brand. And we wanted it to feel really approachable.
Yeah.
So that was really why we started with my sister and I. And then obviously throughout the progress of, you know, Nude Sticks, obviously to be able to showcase diversity, we have, you know, other models. But we never retouch our models. We always use girls that look like kind of your everyday girls.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of when I first started YouTube and stuff. I really knew nothing about beauty and makeup. And like, I was young, I was 19.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, I need to learn how to do all these techniques. And I remember like spending hours trying to learn how to do like the perfect winged liner and stuff like that. But actually, I realized, you know, I'm just trying to show that everyday thing. And even still, I mean, 8 years later, whatever it is, I know how to do makeup-ish, but, like, I don't know how to do – I couldn't do a smoky eye if you paid me.
Oh, like, I always say that I'm not a makeup artist. Like, the first thing I say is I'm a nude sticks artist. Like, I can use nude sticks really well. But when it comes to brushes or powders or all of these different tools and steps and tricks, I'm like, no.
Well, one thing that I love about your products is that they are so easy to use, mm-hmm. and the formula is so insanely creamy. Mm-hmm. And I was saying earlier in the podcast that I can't remember the first time I tried nude sticks, but I'm sure it was sent to me, like, you know, just as like blogger mail or something. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, I do get so much mail and I'm like, I don't have time to try all these things. But when I saw the packaging, I was like, ooh, that's cool. And then I read, I think in the press release that you were Canadian, I was like, okay, love that. And then when I tried the formula, like it, that creamy texture, I think it was like a cheek and lip something or other, which is still my favorite product that you guys make. I was like, this is cool. And I started really understanding the concept of the brand. They come in those cool tins. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is really easy. And I love that the products are creamy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're all creamy. They're all creamy based. They're all cream based.
Yeah.
And the reason why we love cream products is because they truly melt into the skin to become and look like skin.
Yeah.
Whereas powders typically sit on the skin so you can really see texture. Mm-hmm. And I love how creams feel so lightweight. They don't feel like you're wearing anything.
I know.
And they're so flattering on all skin types.
And they're so glowy.
So glowy. Like, that's our thing. We love a good glow. And when you have glowy skin, it looks youthful. It looks fresh. It looks vibrant. Your skin just looks like you just came back from a facial. Like, we love a good glow.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I have another question for you that I think I'm going to play right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Estee, Ali, and Taylor. My name's Tony Marie. I'm from Hamilton, Ontario. And my question is, where do you draw your inspiration from when you're designing a new product? Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
So let's back it up again. How many products did you start the brand with?
We had about maybe 30 SKUs. So which includes lip. So we had one lip texture called our Cream Lip and Cheek Pencil, the OG. We had eyeshadows, concealer, mascara, and that was it at the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we have about over 130 SKUs, which
is insane.
So SKUs, like SKUs, are like the individual products. So every single product that we have in our line, every single color, every single shade, every single category within the brand.
Okay, so you started with around 30, and then that was like the core collection. Do all those products still exist?
Yes. No, actually, that's a lie. So we did discontinue some eye products. We had two eye textures, like more of a powder-based pencil and more of a creamy, long-wearing one. We removed the powder, kept the creamy, long-wearing product, and discontinued a few shades. Just because, obviously, you want to keep the products that are the most productive.
Of course.
And as we go on, we want to make sure that, you know, everything that we have in our line is perfect.
Right.
So that's what – and also, because we're in store, we only have a small merchandising space. So whenever we launch new products, we need to make sure that we can fit it. And if we can't fit a new launch, then maybe we have to discontinue products that maybe aren't doing as well as others.
Fine. That makes sense.
So,
So you've got your main sort of core collection. Okay. And then talk me through, like, how do you sit down with your mom and your sister or whatever's happening and say, I think we should do a new color of this? Like, what's the process like?
It's actually – so my mom and I are always on the go. We're never home for more than maybe 2 weeks. So for us, we get really a lot of it. A lot of our inspiration comes from traveling and visiting different markets and cities, you know, whether we're in Mumbai or, you know, Dubai or Sydney or London or, you know, Mexico City. We, you know, get inspiration from the trends from those cities, from skin tones as well. Because we're a nude brand, we need to ensure that we have nude shades for everyone. And, you know, nude for me is a very different shade than a nude for you, than a nude for somebody else.
Right.
So, and that goes with whether it's a lip color or a blush or an eyeshadow or a, you know, complexion product. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of our inspiration from that. We also get a lot of inspiration from runway. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of makeup artists who work for us that do work on runway for really cool designers, and they'll come back from, you know, a fashion week and they'll say, okay, this is what's all over the runway right now. And honestly, usually it's nudes.
Right.
It's like, oh, this is the trend for spring. It's dewy skin and, like, you know, a nude lip. We're like, okay, done. We got this. So that's really where the trends are going. Like, yeah, you're not seeing, you know, super sparkly blue eyeshadow or aquamarine lipstick. It's really about nude skin, deconstructed eyeshadow mm-hmm. looks. If it's a smoky eye, then it's like a deconstructed, slept-in smoky eye, which we love.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah. Just take the thing and smudge it all over. Yeah.
So yeah, a few things. And obviously our customers will comment on our photos and say, oh, I wish you had this, or I wish you had this color, or right. this product, or wouldn't it be cool if you know, did the brow gel on its own? Or so we get a lot of inspiration from our customers because they're our number one influencers.
Right. Yeah. So how did you start gaining success with this brand? This is what I'm trying to figure out. You didn't have an Instagram base already. Mm-hmm. Of course you had your mom and all of her support, but how did you really build the social aspect of the brand, and did that help a lot in building the brand?
Oh yeah, so we consider ourselves a social and digital brand first. And they're really, so I remember when we decided to launch Nude Sticks, and we're like, okay, we're doing this. I just created a Nude Sticks Instagram page and, you know, started posting.
You did it yourself?
I did it myself, and yeah. I started posting just random photos, inspirational photos that kind of felt Nude Sticks-esque. And I remember the first retailer we launched was Space NK. In the UK and the US.
That was the first?
That was our first retailer.
Wow.
And we had a very limited assortment. Mm-hmm. And I remember through Space NK, we gave them 3-month exclusivity.
Right. And this is ringing a bell to me.
Yeah, because I remember I think you were at one of our press yes. events yeah. in the UK.
I think I was too.
Yeah. So that was quite a bit ago, quite a long time ago. And we gave them a three-month exclusivity. And in return, they gave us, you know, unlimited press, and whether it's press events yep. or like media interviews. Mm-hmm. And through that, we gained a lot of traction. And through a lot of, whether it be blogger mentions or influencer mentions or YouTuber mentions, we start to gain more of a following. Mm-hmm. And it was a process. Like, we have about 318,000 followers now.
Wow.
But we started from zero, and we didn't start with any, like, we weren't influencers. It was an authentic brand growth. So it was like those, you know, tricks of the trade, whether it be hashtagging everything or following everyone right. or liking everyone and commenting on everyone's photo. And then obviously influencer collaborations, like probably 2 years into, you know, launching Nude Sticks, we collaborated with some influencers.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah. I remember being very jealous.
Yeah.
Where was my collab? Yeah, I do. I've been telling everybody. Yes, I do. I've been telling everybody.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Okay, no, for like years I've been like saying this. Okay. Nobody listens to me.
Nobody listens to you.
I even said to my agent, I was like, we need to like talk about a Nude Sticks collab.
Okay.
But anyway.
I like it.
More
like
on
it.
This later.
Okay. But yeah, and then obviously retailers. Yeah. Because when we launched Sephora, so this was after Space NK, we had a lot of press. And then Sephora reached out to us and we're like, they said to us, we are missing a brand like yours, you know, someone that's more of a millennial-based brand to bring in those customers into store. Mm-hmm. And once we launched Sephora, obviously, they're a machine. Like, Sephora US especially, like, once they post about you,
you're in.
That's it. So that was...
So you get this call from Sephora, and are you freaking out?
Freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, I think at first, at 17, I was 17, my sister was 14.
That's insane.
It was insane. And we didn't necessarily understand, like, at that time, like, how insane it was. We're like, oh my God, that's so cool. But like, it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, no brands have Sephora, you know, calling them. And so it was a really cool moment for us. I remember we were deciding in Canada what retailer to launch. And we're like, Sephora. Sephora is the coolest retailer.
Yeah.
We have to launch them. They have, you know, such a huge marketing machine mm-hmm. behind them. And they'll really give us that, you know, cool factor brand association. And they have, you know, they were 5 years ago. Like, they're even hotter today than I think they were 5 years ago.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're just doing it so well. So we launched Sephora. And then after that, we started getting traction from other retailers like right. Urban Outfitters, Ulta.
Oh, you guys are in Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
That's cool.
In the online, and then in the US is the only place that we're available in store.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing with your brand that's kind of interesting, though, and I'm sure maybe this is a battle for you, but you kind of have to explain the concept of the brand. I feel like people really need to go to your Instagram and just like watch you put it on your face.
I feel like when someone watches it once, they're like, oh, like how did I not know how to do that? Because it's honestly so easy. And I always say, you literally just draw and smudge. Like you don't need brushes and you just swipe it on your face, use your fingers, and that's it. And they're like, oh, wait a second. Like, I can do that.
Yeah.
So,
And but, they come with those cool pencil sharpeners.
Yes, they do.
I love a little accessory. So what challenges have you faced? I mean, I'm hearing lots of easy breezy stuff right here, but I'm sure it was not easy breezy at all. Like, what hurdles were you facing really through all this?
I mean, like, when you launch a business, there's so many. From a financial perspective, making sure that you're, you know, always, you have to be productive as a business, and you have to ensure that, you know, you have, if not more money coming in than what you're spending, at least you're breaking even.
Of course.
Right? At least for the, you know, for a bit. And we were lucky enough to, you know, have a little bit of an investment after the first few years of launching, which was insane, because the beauty industry is probably one of the most expensive industries.
Yeah.
Because we're also in stores, so merchandising is super expensive, creating products. And then obviously, I think another challenge is always manufacturing products. Like for some reason, it doesn't matter how much time you give to launch a product, it's always delayed.
Right.
Like there's always something that kind of goes wrong last minute, whether it's, you know, the bulk. They already filled the product with the formula, and then you realize the formula's off, or the color shade's off, or something's wrong with the packaging, or all of these products go out, and then you realize that there's something wrong with like the component,
right?
Or what else?
I mean, it just seems like with brands and with any job really, but with a brand, it's like constantly just like, I imagine like a tennis racket, just like batting away issues. And I was talking to somebody the other day about how life is so hard. And I was like, it just feels like you're like, life is just problem solving over and over and over again. And I'm getting tired, Taylor.
Have you read the book, The Art of Not Giving A...
No, because I already don't give a fuck. But
I was like, can we swear on this?
You can. But yeah, I mean, and then, and you know, on top of like your life, you're running a business. And you're so young.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, I have an amazing team.
Yeah.
And I always say that.
Like, who is your team?
My mom.
Yeah.
And then obviously my team globally, like whether it's a PR team or our marketing team, finance, education, like everyone is there to support me and us. And I wouldn't be able to do this on my own. Obviously, you know, it's a lot of work. And, you know, whether it's, you know, creating, you know, new social campaigns or traveling to different markets to educate and launching a new product. But it's exciting. Mm-hmm. And I always say that ensure that you have a solid team behind you that have your back that and are genuinely there to lift you up.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find.
It is.
You know?
That's a really great piece of advice, actually. And I get asked that question a lot. Like, what would you tell girls who are trying to start doing this and that? And it is the team.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually my assistant's birthday yesterday, so I took her out, and I feel like this is fresh because we just had like a little chat about it. But it's like when you feel supported and you feel like you can just say like, I can't do this right now, can you do this? Or, you know, just having that support is so crucial.
It's so crucial.
Yeah.
And even if, I don't know, like at least for me, when I feel like I'm supported, I feel like I can actually do what I have to do.
Right.
And be on and be, you know, whether I like to call it like on stage, for example, because like both of us, like we work in, you know, an industry where we're kind of like the talent per se, or we have to be on and talk to, you know, whether it be customers or followers or do events. And when you do that, you want to focus on that as opposed to, you know, focusing on, oh, crap, like we just, you know, our merchandising didn't go up here. So making sure that you have that team that support you and are that backbone so that you can do what you do best.
Of course. Yeah. And also, you know, you have to be on for the rest of the team. You know, nobody wants to walk into an office where it's like the founder's like, I'm so tired today. Although I feel like I do that all the time. But you know what I'm saying?
It's okay. It's real.
Yeah,
you know, like
real.
You're a real person. You're human.
I know.
Sometimes people forget.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
I'm a real person. So what's a typical day in the life? Do you guys have an office space or like, because you're traveling so much, is it just honestly going to a cafe and like working from your laptop, taking calls in hotel rooms? Like, this sounds so
sometimes
glamorous to me.
I know. Everyone thinks it's the most glamorous thing. But no, you know what? We have an office back in Toronto at Dufferin & Steeles.
Oh, cool.
And we have a team actually globally right now, if I include every single person, that's whether they're in field or artists or brand managers, our marketing team, finance, education, shipping. We have about close to 100 people,
right,
which is pretty crazy. And in our marketing office, there's about maybe 15, 20 of us. And usually when I'm home in Toronto, which is, you know, rarely, mm-hmm, I go into the office every single day and I work closely with our team to work on social strategy. I create content. I work with our education teams. I work in product development with my mom. And then when I travel, I am doing this. So I work, you know, I travel to meet with different, you know, press and media and influencers. And then I obviously educate. So I go into store and I train on the brand and train on the products. And I do events and masterclasses in store and meet with customers.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot. It's a lot of physical work as well. Just
yeah.
Traveling in general is...
It
takes its toll. You have to just take care of yourself.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Like, how do you chill?
I don't. No, I'm a very... It's interesting. So I was always super shy growing up, and I hated public speaking, and I still am very introverted. So when I am out, I have to be on. So, like, I'm on stage, or
yes,
I'm on, you know, whether I'm doing an event or... you know, I'm extroverted, and that's fine. And, like, I enjoy doing that. But when I get home, I'm like, I need my time to be alone. And I enjoy that time to be by myself.
Yes.
And even when I'm home, like, I enjoy my time just doing nothing and being on my own.
I know.
So I think that's what helps me. Like, I can't be on 24/7.
Yeah.
And what else? I don't know. Like, I focus, like, when I've traveled, I never used to do this, but I made a commitment to myself that when I travel, like, move your body,
yes,
at least once a day, whether it's like yoga poses in the morning, mm-hmm, or connecting to myself, because I feel like you kind of lose that when you travel because, mm-hmm, you're go, and you forget that you need some balance in,
yeah,
your life.
Because you're tired.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes it's hard to be like, I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to do yoga when,
yeah,
you're traveling is so... I'm actually trying not to travel so much, which, mm-hmm, sounds insane because I feel like I just got off a plane yesterday. But I was on a yoga retreat.
Nice.
For the record.
That sounds amazing.
It was really good. But yeah, mm-hmm, yoga has changed my life.
Yeah. No, it has changed a lot of people's lives. I wish I did more yoga.
Yeah.
But even like if I just do some movements, like in the morning in my hotel room,
yeah,
like I just feel more, like I feel like this is a very yoga thing to say, like I feel more centered, you
right
know? And I'm able to just, I'm just feel more calm.
Right.
And my energy is a little bit more leveled.
But it's interesting what you said earlier about being introverted and feeling like you have to be on when you go out, because, mm-hmm, like so many of my friends are like, let's go out, let's party. And in my head, like, yes, I want to go, but I have to like gear up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's me being on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I totally agree with that.
But it's on in a different way, I guess.
Yes. But I am that person who will... A week before, my friends will be like, oh, let's go out. I'm like, yeah, like, let's do it. And like a day before, I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't.
Same. I feel the same. It's just like I don't have the strength to do this right
yeah
now.
Like I want to. Like
I
genuinely want to. And I know that if I do it, I'll have a good time. But sometimes you just need to think about yourself first and be like, I'm sorry.
I need to watch Netflix.
To watch Netflix.
I know. Although I did go out last week and I had my first espresso martini.
Ooh, those will kill you.
That was really something else.
Yeah.
That was like a double whammy
there.
Still recovering from that. But like, what do all your friends think of what you're doing? You're just like a business mogul and you're 23.
I mean, I have a few best friends,
mm-hmm,
that I grew up with, and we've stayed close for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And I've never been that person to have like so many friends,
right?
Because like I like to keep, you know, I think as you grow up, like when you're younger, you're like, oh, I need to have so many friends,
yeah.
And then as you get older, you're like, okay, like I just want those friends who are genuine and are going to be there for me no matter what.
For sure, for sure.
My two best friends are like my two friends that I have are so supportive of me and are so genuinely happy for me, and you can tell
yeah
when someone is, you know, like happy, but like not really. Yeah. They're like, oh, I wish.
I know. You know? I feel that.
So I think by surrounding myself with people like that, it's very helpful. Yeah. And just making sure that you find those friends who genuinely support you.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. Are you in the dating game or what's going on?
Yeah.
I love talking about dating. It's my favorite subject.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm going to get my boyfriend to listen to this podcast now. I am dating.
You have a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend.
Of how long?
It's been just over a year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, cute. Very exciting.
Yeah.
But, no, it's, you know, I travel a lot. So, like, the first thing I said when we started dating is I travel a lot. I was like, listen, this is my life. My work is everything to me. And you have to be okay with that. And you have to be okay with me traveling. And, you know, it's easy to say at first, but then sometimes they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're leaving again. He loves that about me. He mm-hmm. loves that I work and that I travel and that, you know, that makes me happy. And obviously he's happy when I'm happy. Mm-hmm. But it is difficult. And, you know, when I just know that when I'm home, I have to be present. And I make that effort. And thank God for FaceTime. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you guys FaceTiming?
Yeah, of course.
That's so cute.
So cute. I'm like the least gushy person in a relationship. I'm like a boy. I'm that person. But yeah, we FaceTime.
That's cute. Yeah. And do you text all the time?
Yeah, I mean, like good morning. And
but, oh, you night. Say good morning every day?
Yeah.
That's cute.
But we're both like very busy. Like he travels yeah. too. And I think if he was like not busy and like didn't have anything to do, like it would be awful.
A killer.
But we're both busy. Right. So I think that's okay.
And, right.
Yeah, and I always say that distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Does it though?
I think it does. I really think it does. Like I honestly, like after a week of not being together, I'm like, okay, I really miss you. Like this was good, you know?
So cute.
Thank you.
He lives in Toronto though?
He does.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Are you friends with Anna and Petra Collins?
No, I'm not.
Are you serious?
Who is this?
Oh my God, I feel like I need to like do a friend setup or something. Anna Collins is the best ever.
Okay.
Anyway,
she's in Toronto?
She's in Toronto.
Okay.
She's so cool. Anyway.
I need to meet her.
I hope she's listening to this because I love her so much. And she's got a dog.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right. So what else do we need to discuss? Number one, you're launching in Selfridges.
Yes. Big news.
That's huge, girlfriend.
Thank you. I'm so honestly, Selfridges has been on my dream board since day one.
Yeah.
And when we first launched the UK, I was like, this needs to happen. I personally think it's my favorite retailer mm-hmm. ever.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
In front of all the other retailers listening?
I mean, I love all of them equally now. I love all my retailers. I do love all my retailers. But there's something about Selfridges, about like just the assortment of products.
Yeah.
Like, you can't find that anywhere else. Like, you can't find it at the Bay.
Whenever someone mentions the Bay, I'm like, that's so Canadian.
It's so Canadian. They just have all of the best things and the best sales and the best beauty counters. It's a really cool experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very excited. We're launching now, and you can find us in-store and online. And in-store locations are London, Manchester Exchange, Oxford, and Trafford.
Awesome.
Yes.
So I guess one of my last questions is, somebody's never tried nude sticks before. Where do they begin? I know I'm putting my vote in for the lip and cheek thing.
Yeah, the lip and cheeks are amazing.
Yeah.
But if I have to say one product, it would probably be any of our nudies. So we have a nudies collection. So we have blushes, bronzes, glows, and now blooms, which are dewy blush.
Right.
And these are your 3-in-1. So your eyeshadow, cheek blush, lip color. There's a synthetic brush on the other end that you can use to blend.
Yeah.
And the texture, it's a Korean formula. It blends into the skin so, so beautifully. And the shades are so flattering on all skin tones. And
yeah.
It's that one product that if you're on the go and you're like, I don't know, like, what do I do if you're like on your way to work or you're right. on your way to a meeting, you just draw it like everywhere and just add a little bit of a pop of color and you instantly feel like refreshed.
I really love that look of the same color on the lips, cheeks, and eyes.
Me too.
People are freaked out by putting like a blush type color on their eyes. I'm telling you, everybody listening, it's a must.
It's a must. And when you have the same tone, and I'm not saying you have to wear it like so pigmented where you have like a color.
Right.
You know, it just looks like a wash. Exactly. A flush. I'm just really pretty and effortless. And yeah. when you have a monochromatic look, it just looks so natural. And
so you guys don't have skincare, do you?
Not yet.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
So what is next for Nudesticks? What's the big dream here? Not that it can get much bigger.
Are you, like, asking me about the five-year plan?
Yeah. I'm like, hit me with the five-year plan.
I don't know. I mean, short-term goals lead to long – I don't know, lead to long-term goals. I feel like we know kind of what's happening a year out, but then everything after that, it's kind of just going with it. Yeah. I mean – it's worked until now.
I mean, I'll say. Mm-hmm. I guess you do have to not look at trends per se, but like see what's popping off on Instagram and everything like that.
Exactly. And we know we have a sense of what we want to do. Like, for example, what we have right now, we had just launched a new collection, like our blooms and our lip glosses. Mm-hmm. And then in fall, we're launching complexion. So think like skincare foundation.
Ooh.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
And then we have some collaborations coming up this holiday with some celebrities.
Me.
Yes, just you. Yes, guys, we're collaborating. Stay tuned. But actually,
that would be really sad if I was the quote unquote celebrity and everyone would be like, oh,
she's a celebrity,
not.
Though.
No, I'm not. I'm a miserable person living by myself in my interior designing world. I was telling Taylor earlier that, like, I'm living in, like, 5 inches of dust, and I really can't take it much longer.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Yeah. But do you feel awkward when people – because you are really, like, a celebrity.
No, I'm not.
You are. But, like, when people say that, you – like, it's – like, you just think of yourself as a normal person.
Oh,
like,
you're making me uncomfortable. I'm, like, moving around in my chair. No, I definitely don't feel like a celebrity. But it's really cool, like, if I go out to, like, a – like, I went out to this, like bar in Peckham. And it was, like – I wouldn't expect anybody there to be, like, watching my beauty videos. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I was just, like, hanging out. And someone was like, Estee, I've watched your videos forever. And I was like, God, that's so
weird. Do you get uncomfortable when that happens?
I like it. Yeah. Like, I think it's very cool. It's mostly, like, the people I'm with are like, what is happening?
Yeah, like, who are you? Are you, like, Hannah Montana? Like, you have a double life.
Well, yeah, it's like, do I have a double life? I'm not so sure. Yeah. I think one thing I'm doing is putting those boundaries up, which is I think pretty important. But yeah, anyway, we're just rambling on and on now.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to ask you more, but like about your lifestyle. Give me some intel into the mind of your mind.
My mind is Nudesticks. Honestly, yeah. It's always thinking about what's next, you know, what's current, like what's happening on social. I obviously work very closely with social, so it's a huge part of my life.
Are you like doing your own Instagram? I know you're doing your own Instagram thing, and like you put on a cute little graphic tee, and I'm like obsessed.
Thank you. I live in graphic tees. But I don't know, like it's, yeah, I mean, I am kind of building my following as mm-hmm. well, only because I think people want to connect with the person behind the brand and
for sure.
the person who essentially, whether it's creating the products or, you know, is that expert. And on my account, I'm able to kind of showcase that a little bit more so. But show the behind the scenes of Nudesticks and my life. But I don't know, my lifestyle is very normal. I mean, other than like traveling for work, and I mean, I live a normal life. Like when I'm home, like I go out with friends.
Your two friends.
My two friends, you know. my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
My boyfriend. Feels so weird, boyfriend. And I don't know. I'm very close to my family. I like hang out with my family all the time. Our dinner conversations, our meetings.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It's fun. But like I feel like for me, what I love about building a brand is that there's always something new. And like we love just like my mom and I, we bounce off ideas off of each other all the time. And,
yeah.
I love the beauty industry because it's so... I mean, it's so dynamic, but you also, it's so inclusive. Mm. Like, what I love about the beauty industry is that you can, like, anyone can be, you know, a part of it. And yeah. regardless of your age or your ethnicity or your background, like, it's such an amazing
yeah.
industry.
And I think it's just, like, what a beautiful time to be alive in the beauty industry because it's getting so interesting, I feel like. I mean, when I first started, you know, it was the days of Urban Decay. I mean, that was huge. But now it's like I feel like the whole industry is changing,
yeah.
Which is amazing. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. But seriously, Taylor, it's been a joy speaking to you. I think you're so inspirational.
Thank you.
And you're so well-spoken. I can't even believe it. You're just so poised and very professional and cool at the same time. You're perfect. So where can people find Nudesticks if they want to follow you?
Well, you can find us, if you're in the UK, you can find us in Selfridges now. So huge moment. And if you're anywhere else around the world, you can find us at Sephora, in store and online. If you're in the US, you can also find us at Ulta. And then obviously nudesticks.com. And you can find us on Instagram and follow us and engage with us. And
yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I've got a very busy day ahead of you. I'm seeing like boxes in the corner and you're about to get on a train to Manchester. So
yes, just another day.
Do your thing. Have a green juice.
Yep, we'll do. Thank you.